So we listened back to the recording, and the student is correct. He played a D and a B flat, not a B. So I was wrong. I can't believe it. And if you or anyone takes this recording and announces that I'm wrong to the world, then I will come after you with... No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I was wrong. So what am I supposed to do? But it's a teaching moment as well. This is also a common thing for ear training. And I just fell right into it where I didn't double check. I just heard the thing. I'm like, oh, I heard it. I'm good. But I didn't double check. Well, actually, I think I pretended to double check, but I didn't go deep enough. Mm-hmm. Like can you play your thing one more time?
Yeah.
Like ding, ding, ding. Do that again. It still sounds like a minor third to me. Do that again. One more time. Yeah, now I hear it. So please play it again. Wait, just the top note?
Just the top.
One more time. And then the bottom note. Yeah, so that's a major third. So the answer is a flat sixth, not a sixth. Because from that to that's a major third. So I just went too fast, and I didn't double check as well as I could have. It's a teaching moment because I see students do that all the time. They don't double check. And if I were to sing, like how I could have done better on this is play the lower note. Do re mi fa sol la. And if I said, no. Wait, what was I trying to do? No, if you play the upper note. One more time. One more time. One more time. I said it was a six, right? So if I double checked, I'm getting there. One more time. I would have had that note as a six. Now play your other note. And it doesn't sound right. You hear that? I sang boom, and you play boom. So I'm off. So if I had gone a little deeper and double-checked myself or triple-checked myself, I could have discovered it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like, no, I got this. I'm the teacher. I know everything. Like, that happens all the time, and it's a good teaching moment. Please don't tell anyone I was wrong. Ha ha.